Most crime statistics tend to focus on urban crimes such as burglaries, carjackings, and homicides, but in rural areas, agricultural crime is a huge problem. In California, theft is costing farmers millions of dollars each year. In response, sheriff's departments in the Central Valley have formed special investigative units to fight thieves and cattle rustlers. Reporter Tamara Keith rode along with one of these special agricultural crime units.
It's harvest time at Dad's Ranch, a citrus farm just east of Visalia in the Sierra foothills of Central California. There, grower Craig Sladowitz says a full acre of year-old orange trees were stolen from his property overnight.
They started like with a shovel and just, you know, popped them right out. And they just went along the line and you can just see, boom, they just cleaned them out.
Sladowitz figures this loss of about 100 trees will set him back several thousand dollars, and it will be another 4 years before he can expect a good harvest from the now barren acre.
What really hurts is that, you know, when you're recovering from a freeze and, you know, you're trying to get back on your feet, these trees are expensive. They're $10.50 a piece. You know, it's not so much the value of the trees as much as the production that you're going to lose.
Sladowitz is not alone. In the past couple of months, there have been 1,400 young orange trees stolen from Tulare County growers. Detectives still don't know where the 2-foot-tall trees are being taken, but they suspect they're being sold at flea markets in Northern California. And orange tree thefts are only one of many types of agriculture crime. Farmers can find their tools stolen, their crops stripped from their fields, diesel fuel drained from their tractors, and sometimes even the tractor is gone. In California's Central Valley, this all adds up to a close to $10 million annual loss. 50 miles away, the Tulare County Sheriff's Ag Crime Team is hot on the trail of some stolen baby dairy cows. The young cows go for about $250 a head, and they can easily fit into the trunk of a car, which makes them a prime target. Over the past year, Detective Bill Diltz has received dozens of reports of stolen dairy calves.
Right now, we've got some information that's led us to a house off of 252 regarding some more calves, more than likely stolen.
Cattle rustling is one form of agriculture crime that is tracked on a regional basis. There's even an organization of livestock theft investigators from 15 western states. But very few places in the country take a comprehensive approach to fighting agriculture crime in all its forms. 4 years ago, the Tulare County Sheriff's Department was the first in California to create a special investigative unit dedicated to ag crime. Now there are ag crime units in all 8 of California's Central Valley counties. Detective Diltz and his partner Richard Treestoat drive up to the suspect's house.
Mr. Hernandez, why we're here is...
They talk to the suspect for a couple of minutes before asking to look in his backyard. There, the detectives find what they were looking for, 5 dairy calves and pins. When it comes to questioning the suspect, Detective Treestoat does most of the talking.
I think it's time for you to come forward and tell us exactly where you're buying all these damn animals from. I'm about ready to take you to jail right now.
Let's do it. Put your hands behind your back.
Hey, you just made my decision for me.
The suspect later admitted to stealing dozens of cows from his employer, and investigators are now looking for more suspects in what they think may be a dairy cow theft ring. Until recently, those stolen cows would likely have never been recovered. Farmers just wrote off thefts as a cost of doing business without reporting the crimes. But with many California farmers now dealing with razor-thin profit margins, the idea of fighting agriculture crime is starting to catch on. In the 4 years since Tulare County's Ag Crime Unit was formed, they've managed to recover nearly 70% of property reported stolen. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Tulare County, California.